Hey, Brendan.
Hello, Alan.
Who are you?
Who are you to ask me who I am?
What are we even doing here?
Think we're trying to make a podcast or
Okay.
something.
All right. All right, we can do that. That could work, I guess. I guess. What is this podcasting thing anyway? I didn't so I don't know about you, but my first experience with podcasting came from I found out that I could listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR essentially whenever I wanted instead of only on Saturdays at whatever
Too
I'm on.
early o'clock
Yes,
sometimes.
something like that. I mean, I love me some Carl Castle, like dishing out, the limericks of the week and everything, but I miss it so frequently that when I found out that I could get it as a podcast, it was like, oh, I gotta do that. And then, of course, that's kind of late to the game, apparently, because I go into iTunes to find podcasts, and it's just like all this other stuff. It's cool. I like how narrow the podcasts are. I mean, you don't, they're, at least as far as I know, I'm not into any, or I don't know of any that are like broad mainstream media kinds of things, or maybe I just avoid that kind of stuff as it is. So it's really cool because it's definitely set up so anyone can put out whatever they want, and if there's an audience for it, there's an audience for it, and that's what we're hoping anyway, right? I think maybe. Cheers.
It's funny you say that about Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because that was also the first podcast I listened to.
Of course.
And it came about exactly the same way. And it got to a point where I was listening to that a lot, and once I'd caught up on what they had backlogged, I was like, okay, what else is out there for me to listen to? I kind of stayed within the NPR family, some This American Life or
Yes. Yes, that's a big
Fresh
one.
Air, maybe.
I like it mainly because there are some that I'll miss or I'll only hear part of, during during a commute or something, and those work really well. What doesn't work as well is Marketplace.
I can't say that I've ever listened to the Marketplace
Live.
podcast.
I'll listen to it live, but I'm not sure if I need to hear it, in its entirety. Sorry, Kai Ryssdal. So I think other than that, I picked up a couple other podcasts, but not anything really regularly than those. Definitely This American Life is in heavy rotation. Ira Glass has gotten me hooked. Although I did pick up, actually thanks to you, the Nerdist podcast. I picked up fairly readily. I'm trying to think of which one was the first one that I heard. I think it was he did one with Conan O'Brien about, oh, I guess it's almost a year ago now. The funny thing was I picked up all right, because the way I have my podcast set up, I just sync like the most like five recent or something like that. And so I picked up the Conan O'Brien one, but it also picked up the other four, and I just kind of listened to I listened I ended up listening to a Hostful first, which was weird because I'm like, I don't know any of these people, and it's still kind of interesting to listen to. So I look forward to those much more than I expected to. I mean, it just feels like you're around like-minded dudes talking about stuff, which is cool. I like
Yeah. I started a little early. Yeah, I started earlier with Nerdist. I think the first one I listened to was the first episode
Oh, really?
with
Wow.
was it Tom Lennon.
Okay.
So yeah, I started right at the beginning
Wow.
and I've been hooked. I think I've pretty much listened to every episode since, including the live show, which was fun to see something that thought, oh, that's just something I do. I don't think anyone else listens to podcasts. And then go to a place where people are actually there live, also seeing it. Wow, there's a lot of people who actually do this.
I know that there definitely have been more opportunities to see live podcasting, especially in kind of the video gaming world. Just so last year at Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle, PAX, there I think some podcasts were being done live there, and some YouTube shows that were putting out podcasts in addition to being kind of YouTube
Kind
channels.
of like a precursor to Felicia Day's Tabletop YouTube channel.
But so there, but they were video gaming focused mostly, like Red versus Blue, if you've ever seen that video game channel. And there were a couple podcast ones, like I think Giant Bomb. They do video game reviews that are usually pretty fairly irreverent about, they're not afraid to give a game a really bad rating and, point out all its flaws. And that's always fun to watch. But they have a kind of open ratings engine, so anyone can submit, a review to a game and stuff like that. And their podcast is pretty good, but I didn't know that, that was before I realized, like where people were in podcasting. And I don't know, I guess I didn't catch on to it early, quite early enough.
Yeah, I listen to it every now and then, usually on my commute to work. But it was when I had a short stint as a sign shaker, doing this sign spinning guy out on the corner. I had many hours to kill, and I started eating through those podcasts.
Oh yeah, I bet. That's a good point. You're
Yeah, I got solidly hooked on Nerdist and Doug Loves Movies. That's another one that
Yeah.
kind of inspired this whole venture.
Okay. Yeah, I know that we've had a lot of kind of random, just good conversations about stuff, and I like that aspect of it. So when you approached me and were like, let's do a podcast, that could be pretty cool, right? And I thought, yeah, that could be pretty cool, because I know you and I have a good kind of conversational chemistry, and have just I think we mesh well. We don't necessarily like exactly the same things, but we can both converse about the same things at a reasonable level. So I think that works really well. And I don't know. I miss being behind like a microphone on a regular basis, I guess, because I used to do that back in my day, back in college. I had a radio show
When
every.
radio ruled the
Yes,
airwaves.
yes. I mean, it was mostly a music show, although I did host a news talk kind of show, a talk almost like an interview local personalities kind of show for a quarter at Cal Poly. But I think I was a DJ every quarter I could have while I was there, except the first one. And the only reason I missed the first one was because I only heard about the signups on the day of the deadline. So I actually went down there to the station at like 9 p.m. that day. They were all due at 5, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, we're full." I'm like, "But doesn't it show that I have, drive and I want a beer?" And so I ended up just hanging out for a lot of that quarter, listening to the music and stuff. And so I was a pretty much a shoo-in when I got it in. But yeah, I miss it. It's, I think I have I know I have kind of a performery kind of personality, and I like, I like talking, and I'm pretty good at it, sort of, kind of.
What was when you took that Game of Thrones personality test? Which one, who are you?
So Game of Thrones, someone made a personality test based on the Myers-Briggs inventory of
That's right.
personalities, and they matched all of those guys up to characters on Game of Thrones. And so I was an I'm an ESFP, which is I forget what the all the things are. Extroverted, sensing, feeling, whatever the P is. It'll come to me later.
Perception.
Perception? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's the performer. So of course I believe that ended up being a Tyrion Lannister. So it's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with
I say it
my
fits.
result. I'm not exactly, not exactly up in all sorts of people's business, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I like I'm generally kind of a ham. I know that at I mean at work, for example, my job is pretty much to keep a lab running, so it's keeping a bunch of computers running, which doesn't have a lot of kind of human interaction kind of built into it. But what I've done, one of the things that I've kind of built for myself as a thing that I do at work is the stuff that I do for the lab is very complex, and sometimes people don't like get it or understand like what the context is of the things that they're working on. So I do a quarterly thing where I run through all of the products that the company makes and like point out how they kind of interact with each other and what they're supposed to do, but not from a technical perspective where I'd like show people screens or anything. It's all just whiteboards and like, this is what this is. And it's very much aimed at non-technical users without being like overly marketing speaky, which I think the orientation kind of overview is, because there is a like employee orientation at the very beginning, and they're like, well, this does this and it synergizes with that and makes, it utilizes blah bitty blah bitty blah. And it's like, you can just say that this does this and it saves you money, and that's what it is. But it's one of those things I've always been pretty good at, is reinterpreting and translating, things for different audiences. And so I like doing that aspect of it. And it means I have to stand up in front of people and, talk, which is, it's good for me. I kind of,
You're good at it.
yes, thank you. I kind of thrive at the extemporaneous speaking thing, the jumping up in front of people. I know people kind of are it's easy to get, shy or nervous, and I'm absolutely not that way. I will jump up in front of a crowd. I'll be first to volunteer and that kind of thing. It's really it's probably going to be a downfall eventually, but I'm sure it'll be a learning experience in the process.
I can't say I put myself out there as much as you do. There's a reason I decided we should do a podcast instead of a live show.
You don't want to do the two-man show right away?
I mean, we can talk about that down the road, but I mean, for now, I like to hide behind the mic.
Okay. It's not just the mic, right? I mean, it's the mic and the internet and it's everything now. I mean, it's very, even, we're joking about how behind everything we are, but I mean the amount of kind of social media promotion that you have to do to be really, out there is significant. I mean, it's unfortunately not a trivial thing. I mean, we can definitely put something up and maybe get listeners, and that would actually be okay with me if it didn't get so many that I have to start like thinking about that and worrying about that, because I still do have a job.
Let me tell your friends, not a thing, podcast.com.
Yes. And yes, we can actually fully say the words
Right. We
today.
remembered the name of the
Yeah,
website today.
we remember the domain, we remembered it's a dot com. It's
Yes.
got the words not a thing podcast in it. It's great. We were worried that we weren't going to be able to get the domain that we wanted, but this works. I'm very happy with
Yeah.
how this works, and it was very painless, or relatively painless, to pull
Painless for
everything
you, the
together.
one who actually can work through all the code.
There was only a little bit of arcane magic that had to happen to put up a website. Luckily, I've put up a few in my day, so it wasn't too terrible. But yeah, like yeah, it. For those of you that are not familiar with internet hosting and fun stuff like that, I host the server in my house, so it's a little weird. I'm very DIY that way, and because of that, it's definitely not a turnkey system to put stuff up. There's a significant amount of code hacking, a little bit of VI, now and again to edit some files, never hurt anybody, I think. Maybe.
I think that fits with the podcast spirit, though. It's the kind of DIY.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Our studio right now is a living room with an IKEA table. So hopefully that isn't generating too many reflections. And a blue snowball microphone. A fabulous silver braided USB cable. And then the open source software Audacity program running on a Mac, which could easily be not a Mac, but a PC, because it's open source and they've rebuilt it for whatever. But yeah, we're not using, like, oh, what is it called now? Adobe Audition and crazy Shure microphones. And, I mean, we don't even have headphones right now. We're just kind of playing it out how it goes.
Well, I mean, I know the headphones are important for recording, but you are sitting like 2 feet away from me. I think I could hear you
fine. Yeah. And luckily our voices are at a reasonable level. We're not talking too differently at two different levels. Like, your voice is not much, much louder than mine is, or vice versa. I think I can beat you on the laughs, though, if it kicks in. my laugh can get pretty loud, so I'm trying to moderate it. Don't want to blow anyone's speakers out. We'll figure it out. Although we can fix it all in post. That's one of the nice things about Audacity. It's a good program. I think if anyone that wants to get into podcasting should contact us first to make sure that they're not competing with our domain at all.
Yeah.
And then when they want to try it out, I can give them a couple hints or links to some good
tutorials. If you'd like to start a podcast, go down to your local radio station. They can help you out. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. We can't do that. We can't advocate anything like that. In fact, we try not to advocate too much. Ideally, we're just like exposing the kind of interesting and neat things that people are into. I mean, maybe we should talk a little bit about what, you know, not a thing kind of means to each of us. I don't know.
What is not a thing mean to you?
So for me, the phrase, you know, it's a thing now. I didn't become a thing for me until about a year ago, and I started hearing it all the time as just shorthand for, oh, this is popular now, or this is
so that's a thing,
right? So this is something that people should be thinking about. And I think it's really funny because in this in this digital internet age, it's very easy to for something to be really popular and then just gone very quickly. It's just there's so much coming at you, you know, over TV, social media, every form of knowledge transfer is essentially giving you something to fill your brain with. So it's really easy to miss stuff, as you can imagine. And so I think of this as a way to highlight some of those things, because I know my personality is very, very easily distracted.
I can relate to
that. It's very easy for me to miss stuff and be just like, oh, I wish someone told me about that. And I need more sources for that kind of inspiration. So I think that's what, this podcast is for me, because it makes me think about what is, what's kind of coming and important and interesting, and really deconstructing like what makes something interesting for me. I've noticed is interesting to me. That kind of became a circular argument there, but that's fine.
And then circle is now complete.
Right, right. And then the other kind of thought about, you know, the name not a thing is they're definitely kind of pop culture touch points that I think shouldn't be touched.
And yeah, you might want to get checked out after you touch something.
Yeah, and I don't and I hope that it doesn't end up becoming, you know, the our podcast complaint desk essentially when I'm on these shows. But I think it is important to kind of call things for what they are and things like that. So we hopefully aren't going to be doing too much debunking or anything on this show, but I think
I would like to think we talk about more things that should be things than things that shouldn't be things.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Right. It's much easier to bring something down than it is to talk something up. And there are enough things that we should talk more things up than talk things down.
It's probably a better force to be putting out into the world.
Yeah.
Building things up.
Right.
Rather than tearing things
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Exactly. Really, really good way of putting it.
Well, for me, I mean, the whole name for the podcast, I got the idea from another podcast, okay. which actually was referencing another podcast.
Super meta!
Whoa.
Yeah, right. Call Christopher Nolan. We got Inception 2.
Yes, this is the Inception of podcast name.
Yes.
No, but earlier saying what podcast we listen to, and mm-hmm. I'm a pretty avid listener of Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's podcast and mm-hmm. movies recorded down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And at the location where they record that podcast, there's another show on after theirs. So there's Doug Loves Movies, and then afterwards is Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
Which used to be called Comedy Death Ray.
Yes.
Which is now, Comedy Bang Bang is now a TV show. It's yeah. it's getting some good press.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to put us on TV.
Yeah. We're open to that.
Yeah, yeah. We can work something out. You know, we'll get over that shyness real quick.
But there's kind of a running gag within Doug's podcast.
Okay.
Of... They have a time limit because there's another show after
right.
this. So it's okay, we got to speed things up because we've got Comedy Bang Bang after us.
Yeah.
And he always says Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly not a thing because there was nothing that existed before. So I thought, to honor him and his podcast, okay. I should name our podcast Not a Thing.
Right. I like it.
The precursor to those things.
Okay.
But from the future.
It's a prequel! Everyone's doing prequels now. Prequels and reboots. These are things which, in general, I think should not be things, by the way. I'm just going to go on
Although I would
the record.
Totally be behind a reboot of the show Reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a really interesting bit. We're gonna have to. I'm gonna write that down. We'll keep that one.
We'll save that one for another
for yeah. another time. Another time.
New otherwise, show about prequels.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll talk about prequels the whole time.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, I think that's a good kind of foundation for what.
Yeah. So this is not a thing podcast. I mean, it is a thing.
Yes.
But we are not a thing. I'm Brendan.
I'm Alan.
And enjoy.